Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
A concessionary loan facility, upgrading and revamping of the dairy program in select agricultural institutions, and a heifer redeployment program are among the strategies being implemented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to rebuild the country's dairy industry. Stay tuned to find out more in today's edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is seeking to rebuild the country's dairy industry. The rebuilding effort includes plans to upgrade the breeding stock through the provision of improved genetic material and enhanced multiplication techniques for herd expansion. Other initiatives include a concessionary loan facility, the upgrading and revamping of the dairy program in select agricultural institutions, and a heifer redeployment program.
To date, 54 dairy and beef farmers have benefited from loans totaling approximately $71.7 million to assist in the development of pastures, acquisition of breeding stock, as well as the upgrading of farm equipment and general infrastructure improvement.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. Four institutions will benefit under the upgrading and revamping of the dairy program: the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE, Ebony Park Heart Academy, Nakalva Agricultural School, and the Sydney Pagan Agricultural School.
This program is well on its way, with CASE being the first institution to benefit from a $12.2 million grant. This will be used to transform the existing dairy tutorial farm into a all-inclusive, vertically integrated activity to include animal care, reproduction, feeding management, milk, and value-added processing.
The heifer redeployment program, valued at $22 million, aims to reduce the number of dairy heifers entering the meat trade.
Phase one of this program will see the procurement of approximately 300 heifers.
Even as these initiatives are being rolled out, the Agriculture Ministry is registering concern about the decline in milk production.
The figures indicate that since 2010, production has been between 12 and 13 million liters, down from the 38.8 million liters that was produced in 1992.
There is also concern that Jamaicans are not consuming enough fresh milk for a normal and healthy life.
Our per capita consumption of milk remains at 105 milliliters per day, which is one-third of the average for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Mr. Buchanan is urging Jamaicans to reduce their reliance on imported processed milk.
In 2012, local dairy products, primarily processed fresh milk, accounting for approximately 10% of the local dairy products consumed, with the balance of 90% fluid milk equivalent satisfied by imports. Relying on imported milk powder impacts both our food security and the food safety, given that the price of milk powder fluctuates on the international market.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. And now for our proverb of the day.
Ano all foot in a boot a good foot.
And this means, never judge by outward appearances alone. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.